Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, Must Have Seen TV podcast feed people. Oh, Jesus Christ. You've seen the title of this episode. So I'm in shock right now, and I am sitting in my home office. And I'm sitting in the dark. I do not know how to say it out loud. I am, as I learned like 10 minutes ago, Matthew Perry has passed away at the age of 54, found unresponsive in, I think, a hot tub. I was not expecting to have to confront. I was in the middle of watching the latest episode of Drag Race UK because I am behind by a couple days, and they were judging, and I was getting ready to watch. I know who's eliminated, so I was getting ready to watch. I'm not going to spoil it. They try to justify eliminating this person. Then I just checked Instagram stories, and then there it was. And I do not know what to say. I mean, I know I have too many things to say. When I was a kid, growing up, when I was a kid growing up, as opposed to the growing up I'm doing now as an adult, I did not have any friends. I was alone. Because I was weird, insensitive boy in Tennessee. And I didn't have real friends until I was a freshman in high school. I had cousins, you'd only see cousins a couple times a year. I had friends. I was in fifth grade when it started, and I was a sophomore in college when it ended, right? It was 10 years of my life, very formative 10 years. And until I got friends, they were my friends, and I would eventually, I don't even know, sometime middle school, I started saying as a joke or to that my personality was divided into equal parts Gonzo, Han Solo, and Chandler Bing, just my three favorite characters. And I mean, honestly, I can still see that. I had never up until that point ever related to, I mean, I was 10, so however much a 10-year-old can relate to a character that's in their mid-20s working as a transponster in New York City with, but I saw the kind of man I thought I could be in him. The humor, the self-deprecation, everything was like a blueprint for me. And I really don't know. I don't know what to think. I hope this is something. I'm doing this for myself. I don't know what else to do. One of the things that I don't think Friends does not get credit for, because it is so popular, and ran for so long and is, you know, constantly in reruns, and so it doesn't get the respect that I think it deserves. One thing that it doesn't get enough respect for is that this anecdote that I heard about the writer's room in the first season, about how if anyone in the room had heard a joke before, or heard a joke format before, structure before, they would throw it out. They would say, nope, come up with another one. Another one. Nope, I've heard that. Has anyone heard that? I've heard that. You know how a lot of sitcoms say, like, that looks like it hurt. They're standing right behind me, aren't they? Check, please. Like all that. There are those just stock joke cadences, rhythms, etc. that Friends does not have. At least early Friends does not have. Season 1 does not have. I think this is why it starts so hard out of the gate. And Chandler is that. The Fifth Dentist Cave, and now they're all recommending Trident? We're going to found the Jamestown Colony of Virginia. No. I get my yayas from IKEA. I'm hopeless and awkward and desperate for love. Me on my computer, there's just like, I had WAV files of these. And they would be on my computer in middle school when I would turn it on or anything. There's just such a... It is staggering, like, to just take a step back and to think in, like, the hallowed history of sitcoms that had existed up until 1994... how many singular performances and characters and cadences and voices that we'd already had, to the point where you'd be like, how is there a new one? How can we have, what's another one? And that isn't, you know, I don't know. That's not knocking literally anyone on, I think that cast was magic. The first episode, but we'd seen a character like episode 1 Joey, and episode 1 Phoebe, episode 1 Rachel, Monica, Ross maybe not. David Schwimmer and Matthew Perry brought a lot of original. And of course those characters became way more idiosyncratic, but like there were archetypes, and I think that Chandler was an archetype as well, but why, yes, Ross, pressing my third nipple does open the delivery entrance to the magical land of Narnia. Like, oh, how he so confidently, immediately settled into a fully formed character with their own way of speaking that matched so well the bizarre, honestly tightrope walking jokes, because all of those jokes could be horrible if delivered wrong. And there's a phone there. And he did that. And it changed that, I don't know, like, it changed my life. Like, I mean, that's why, this is the reason why I do this podcast, is because these things are important. These shows are important for us, and they can show us parts of ourself that we don't know are there so early. The season, the one where Nana dies twice, season one episode, I do believe, season one, where it's the everyone thinks Chandler's gay, and he is like, what? Like, everyone thinks I'm gay? Whoa, like, that episode stuck out to me in fifth grade when I watched it for the first time, and it was the jokes and the scenario was one that I would replay in my head a lot in high school, as everyone would call me gay, and I didn't think I was, and the way that one specific episode of Friends and that Chandler storyline, like, gave me cover to deny my own homosexuality for a long time. Because if Chandler wasn't gay, obviously I wasn't gay. And I just, you know, it's one of those, like, the Chandler character is so important to me because if they had made Chandler gay in 1994, it is wild, but I might have come out 8 years earlier, you know, to myself at least. And I don't think that's not hyperbole. This is why I'm like, I identify and I'm attached for my entire life to this character and to this performance and to this actor. Who, oh my God. I don't know. Okay, I mean, I don't need to just keep going on and on and on. I can stop. I just had to do something. I don't know. This is really shocking. And I never got to meet him. I mean, back in, I was in, like, middle school and high school when MTV had Fanatic, where they would take, you know, stalkers, essentially, of celebrities and introduce them. You know, I mean, Matthew Perry would be one that I would have wanted to meet. And as an adult whose job is frequently to interact with celebrities, in a professional setting. I never got to meet him or interview him or talk to him, and I also just, like, truthfully don't know what that would have been like. Because it's, you know, it's a heavy comment to make to someone. Like, when I was in fifth grade, you made it seem like it would be okay to be who I was someday. You were a positive male role model for those first 4.5 seasons. Oh my god. Thank you, Matthew. I would not be anywhere close to the person I am today without your work. And this hurts. Thanks. Thanks to everyone for listening. I don't know. I mean, like, if you want to talk about this, please DM me on Instagram, Brett White, Twitter, Brett White, email musthaveseentv@gmail.com. If anything that I've said resonate, you know, you want to share, I would be tremendously grateful and honored and amenable, willing or excited, honored to share your thoughts on him. Just, you know, thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.